In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Христос Анесте. Христос Анесте. Христос воскресе. Воистину воскресе. Well, today we already have the eighth day after the Pascha, after the great celebration, and this bright week we were supposed to, and had kept joy in our heart from the first times we heard Christ is risen, and I hope that you have been able to do that, and to rejoice all the time in the Lord's victory over the death and over the enemy. He went, as you know, after he was crucified, he went with his soul into the hell and made such an uproar over there, brought light in there, because there was nothing but darkness there, and he brought out the saints out of there, brought them to the kingdom of heaven, and broke the seals of the hell that the devils were able to hold everybody that would be dying from here. And my beloved, today, as you know, we are commemorating also Saint Thomas. Saint Thomas, and he was the apostle that wasn't there when the Lord came the first time. To the closed doors, he appeared to the disciples, and just like today, and he said, "Peace to you all." But Thomas wasn't there, and when the apostles told him, he says, "Unless I see his wounds on the hands and the feet, and unless I see the wound from a spear on the side, I will not believe." And the Lord came today, as you heard from the gospel. He came in the same way through the closed doors, and appeared before all the disciples, and Thomas was there, and he said, "Peace be to all." And then he addresses Thomas immediately. He says, "Well, come and touch my wounds and see my hands and my side." And Thomas had done that. He came up and actually touched the wound and the side of the Lord, and right away he said, "My Lord and my God," and he had truly believed then that Jesus Christ is the God and the creator of all the universe, and he is his Lord, and he believed. And of course, Jesus said, "Well, it's glad that you believe, but he's more glad that those who never seen him, they actually believed. They believed, and these are all you and me. We never seen the Lord actually except through the icons, and yet the Lord said that we are fortunate that we believe, and believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the creator of all the universe, and he had created the universe and created the first man, and he had done all the miracles, and he came down, took a semblance of a human being, and suffered through the whole life to be finally crucified and for us, for our sins, and be resurrected and conquer hell and conquer the death. My beloved, look at all the love he has for us. Look what he had done for us. And I cannot help but remember Saint Serafim Саровский, that he used to meet somebody, and he says, "Радуйся," and he would say, "Rejoice, and Christ is risen all year round." He would say that because he had that joy in his heart of the resurrection of the Lord, and that he wants us to, all of us, to have. That to keep that joy of God's resurrection and conquering of the hell. My beloved, you and me have to be true believers, and we have to have joy in our heart, knowing that God, our God, creator of the whole universe and sustainer of our life, that he loves us so much that he came down from heaven and did all this for us to bring us to salvation. He wants everybody's salvation. May the Lord God, and give us that joy in the heart of the resurrection, and so that we'll be able to rejoice all the time, even if we don't say it out loud all year round, like Saint Seraphim, but we can sure say it in our hearts and answer that truly He's risen, and rejoice in that in great holiday. My beloved, let's try to get closer to our Lord, because He is everywhere present, and Philistho thinks He's always with us. But we kind of turn our back on Him when we get involved in all kinds of worldly things, and we don't think of His presence. We don't feel His presence, and then the enemy attacks us. So if you don't want the enemy to attack you, keep your mind and mainly your heart with the Lord, and then the enemy is not going to be able to approach us, because the Lord will not allow it. My beloved, let's try to be joyful as the early Christians were joyful, even when they went to tortures and all kinds of terrible things that were done to them, and they were always joyful. And if you sickness befalls you or some troubles before you, you still keep that joy in your heart, the joy of God's resurrection and your resurrection, and that God is preparing for us a place in heaven that we'll be able to truly rejoice for the eternity. Amen. God bless you. Christ is risen. Truly He's risen.